Good afternoon. Before Mayor Bill de Blasio headed out for the start of a family vacation on Tuesday, he met with a small group of reporters at City Hall to speak about how Governor Cuomo thwarted his progressive agenda in Albany.
You know, I started with, meaning a year and a half ago, with hope of a very strong partnership. I have been disappointed at every turn.
De Blasio accused Cuomo of deal-making and revenge politics. He said he can't accept business as usual in Albany after this current session, which just ended. What seems to have stuck in his craw is Republican refusal to extend mayoral control of the city schools for more than 1 year. And for this, he blames the governor.
Well, you would say in the case of mayoral control, he did not act with New York City's interest at heart, and certainly not the interest of our school children and their families. On 421A, he did not act in the interest of people who need affordable housing in the city.
De Blasio attacked Cuomo for not supporting his tax break plan to create more affordable housing to amend 421A. He said Cuomo manufactured issues and concerns around labor. Cuomo said the plan was too late, which the mayor said was not true. De Blasio said Cuomo didn't do the responsible thing.
Then to say, okay, the mayor of the biggest city in my state has presented a plan, and look at this plan. It has support from both the industry and the advocates. Therefore, obviously, there's something serious here. Let's see what we can do to make it work, or if there's a concern or critique, let's address that. Why would anyone publicly trash that plan if it wasn't about politics?
And what does de Blasio say about Cuomo's influence over new Senate Majority Leader Flanagan?
Leader Flanagan particularly listens to the governor's guidance, and the results speak for themselves.
De Blasio's statements were the most direct challenge from a New York mayor to a governor in decades. After de Blasio's comments, Cuomo's communications director fired back at the first-term mayor. Melissa DeRosa said, for those new to the process, it takes coalition building and compromise to get things done in government. We wish the mayor well on his vacation. In other news, St. Patrick's Day Parade Chair John Dunleavy has been ousted after 22 years following a decades-long dispute over the inclusion of gay groups at the annual march down Fifth Avenue. And the report is in now on that recent Indian Point fire. It's insulation failure that's being blamed for the transformer fire. Plant owner Entergy Nuclear said on Tuesday that the failure on May 9th caused the transformer to short circuit at Indian Point 3, which led to the fire. The company also said water and foam used to extinguish the fire mixed with oil and exceeded the capacity of the moat system. This caused about 3,000 gallons of fluid to leak into the Hudson River. The transformer has been replaced. The reactor has since returned to service. Indian Point is only about 30 miles north of Midtown Manhattan. Macy's is the latest company to end its relationship with Donald Trump. This as fallout from the real estate mogul's remarks about Mexican immigrants continues. Companies have been cutting ties with Trump left and right after his presidential campaign kickoff speech last week. That's when he declared that some Mexican immigrants bring drugs and crimes to the U.S. and are rapists. Macy's ended its relationship with Donald Trump's men's clothing line today. Make the Road New York, Latino advocates and elected officials were to stage a protest in front of Macy's today. Instead, they held a rally to thank Macy's.
I think that a lot of these businesses are doing the right thing.
Natalia with Make the Road New York.
NBC, Univision, Televisa, Ricky Martin, Macy's now are doing the right thing by stopping business with Donald Trump, because the Latinos in the U.S. are a high population. We are voting blocks. We celebrate every step of our lives, and therefore we spend money. And it's smart for them to stand by the Latino community and send out a huge message against Donald Trump and letting him know, we also actually have a lot of effect in the economy. And I'm hoping that by all of these actions, Donald Trump can see that, and it hurts where he cares the most, which is his pockets and money.
And finally, President Obama announced the reopening of U.S. and Cuban embassies in Havana and Washington on July 20th, this after more than 50 years of hostilities between the two nations. Cuban President Raul Castro writes that Cuba is doing so because it is encouraged by the reciprocal intention to develop respectful relationships and cooperations between our people and governments. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.